In the past few years, there has been a rise of non-traditional gender expression. People are breaking away from the two kind of gender norms, and we are finding ourselves floating more along a spectrum. The gender identity is known as non-binary or gender queer, and recently the fashion industry has begun creating more inclusive non-binary clothing for those who want to feel more comfortable in their gender identity. This morning, we are joined by Evie Wilstead, the founder and creator of Gangster, a non-binary fashion label based in Brisbane, to talk to us a little bit about non-binary fashion. Evie, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit about Gangsta. How did it start? How did you get involved?
Well, basically, I've always had a really strong passion for clothing, fabric, and fashion.
Mm.
And I guess it just kind of came organically as I was experimenting with what I was wearing. I guess because through my experience as a teenager and growing up, I didn't feel like I fit within those two gender binary norms.
Mm.
And so I spent, you know, like quite a few years through that formative time playing around with that and trying to work out what my style was going to be and whether I could fit in those boxes. And when I realized that I didn't fit within those boxes, how I was going to make my own box and fit in that.
Yeah.
So I guess it kind of came out from that as I started to realize that other people were feeling the same way. So then I felt like I wanted to try and create a space where people could feel like it was okay to be whatever they were and that I could give them some clothes that would help them to express that.
I think that is so wonderful. Clothes are such a wonderful expression of who you are. They're something everyone has to don every single day of their lives. And when you feel like you can't be who you are in the clothes that you're wearing and the skin that you're in, it's such a horrible feeling. So to create kind of a fashion label and a style for people who don't conform to kind of the two gender binary norms and want to express themselves in a way that they feel comfortable, I think it is absolutely so wonderful. What does non-binary or genderqueer clothing look like to you? What pieces does it include?
Well, for me, it's kind of normal clothing in a way, but just no one's telling you how you're allowed to wear it and who's allowed to wear what. So, I mean, I have in my range, I work with things like overalls, skirts, kind of loose fitted t-shirts, jumpers and long sleeve tees and things like that, because it's a very streetwear aesthetic. But it's just that I'm creating that space where, you know, if you're a man and you want to wear a skirt, that's awesome. You know,
absolutely.
So it's just that kind of, all that stuff, but anyone can wear it and they can wear it however they want to.
Mm, and you've got some really beautiful colours in the collection as well. Lots of pinks and blues and those beautiful blacks and whites in gorgeous kind of patterns as well.
Thank you.
It is a really, really beautiful collection. We've been absolutely frothing over it all morning here.
Lovely. Thanks so much.
Why do you think people are more comfortable identifying as non-binary or genderqueer?
I feel like, it might sound a bit weird, but I feel like it's kind of part of our human evolution.
Mm.
It's like that next step of just getting more comfortable with difference and starting to see that those differences are actually really beautiful and really powerful and really important to
Absolutely.
Our culture and our society as a whole. And so I think, it's kind of like that thing where, you know, you're not really sure where it starts, but, you know, it starts to become a little bit more acceptable. And then more and more people realize, oh, I'm allowed to do this. Yes, I'm going to be brave and I'm going to do this and express myself how I want to. And then as they do that, other people realize, oh, it's more and more acceptable. I'm allowed to do that too, kind of thing. So
absolutely.
I think it's that nice, like, growth.
Absolutely. I think you put it beautifully there. It is the next step in our evolution as humans. It's the next place that we're going to be as we become more inclusive and more accepting of people's differences. How has the response been since the label launched?
It's been really awesome. Yeah, it's been really great. I've had so many lovely chats with people and interactions that I feel like through each of those conversations, I'm learning more and more too about other people's experience, you know, because we know our own experience, obviously, of how we feel in our bodies and in our gender identity and our sexuality identity and all those kinds of things. But, you know, we can never understand what it is for someone else. But, you know, the more they have these conversations with people, the more you learn about, oh, that was like that for you. And, it's just been such a beautiful experience getting to learn so much about other people's experience. And then also in doing that, you know, building such a beautiful community of people here in Brisbane, but also through chats that I've had online and stuff with people. Yeah, it's been really awesome.
Absolutely. Do you think you see the industry, the fashion industry specifically, heading towards kind of more of a non-binary identity when you see kind of big labels and big celebrities like, I know Jaden Smith is quite non-binary in the way that he dresses, a lot of big labels are tending to go towards that kind of more non-binary identity. Do you think that that's the way the industry is moving?
I hope so. Mm. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, there's definitely a lot of it around the moment, and I'm hoping it's not just a trend thing. I mean, I feel like with people like Jaden Smith, I feel like it's a very genuine thing for him. That's just who he is.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that, I guess because we're seeing it so much, I feel like it is that thing of we're just growing towards that change. And I think also in terms of like the fashion industry, but also for individuals, we're becoming more sustainability conscious as well.
Mm.
And I think when you stop boxing people so much about what they're allowed to wear, people have more options with what they wear, and they also can get more use out of the things that they're wearing. You know, like if they're not like, oh, well, you know, my partner has this dress or this pair of shorts, but I'm not allowed to wear them because I'm this gender and that's not appropriate for me to wear it kind of thing. So you're getting, like, on a practical level as well as the personal expression level, you're kind of getting more wear out of your clothes and more freedom with your clothes, and then that ties into that whole movement of sustainability as well, of trying to kind of be kinder to our planet and, yeah, make the most of the resources that
Absolutely.
We have.
Absolutely, and when people are buying clothes that they feel comfortable in, when people are buying clothes that they feel really do represent who they are, they're going to wear them more, just full stop.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, I think it all ties in.
Yeah, and as we continue to grow and we continue to evolve and move towards kind of a better place in society, with people like you creating the space to allow society to do that is so important. So thank you very much for what you're doing. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks so much for joining us this morning, Evie.
Thank you so much.